神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We are very glad to have you today.
很高兴又跟您在一起。
I want to talk about your children.
我们要来谈一谈你的儿女。
I have a definite conviction that life can be better for you if you train your children well.
我有一个很深的信念，那就是如果你好好的训练你的儿女的话，你的生活，你的生命会过得更好。
Now, some of you may have children that's almost grown.
有些人可能你的儿女已经成、长成了。
And actually, some of you have children who have children.
那或许呢，你的儿女也已经有自己的孩子了。
So as grandparents, you may be watching your children and your grandchildren, and there may be some things that you see that could help your children.
如果你是爷爷奶奶或者是外公外婆的话，对于你的儿女的教养孩子，你也可以给他们一些意见。
So we're going to talk about the area of training or discipline.
所以我们要谈到的就是对于儿女的这种管教的部分。
As we have said several times, discipline is not yelling or beating or treating the children very, very hard.
我常常强调所谓的管教不是打或者是骂或者是很严厉而已。
It's really training them.
管教是一种训练。
Now, I know that at times children can embarrass their parents.
我知道有时候孩子们会让、父母很没有面子。
And as I said before, they can make life miserable for you.
而且呢，我以前也说过，孩子会让父母亲、带来很多麻烦。
Always demanding.
那总是呢在那里让你一再的叮咛
doing things that make you ashamed,
然后做一些事情呢让你觉得很羞耻
and you become so frustrated,
你就觉得很挫败感
until your anger becomes sometimes very abusive to the child.
然后呢你的这种里面的愤怒就会营造出来然后、造成对孩子的一种虐待
Well, let's look at some of those areas that is verydifficult and sometimes very trying to you.
那有一个部分是对我们很困难的，就是很没有办法面对的。
I believe we can start from way back early in the child's life.
我们回到孩子最早期的时候。
Now, we call it whining.
那就是孩子的这种呻吟。
It means he uses that, oh my God, my.Kind of voice.
那就是用那种、不是很正常的声量的这种、呻吟。
Well, now, the baby, the small baby, you expect them because they really can't use words.
如果孩子婴儿还不会讲话的话他们、用那种哼啊的这种声音声调来表达那是可以原谅的。
So sometimes they're just trying to get your attention.
但是如果已经会讲话了仍然用那种声调那种呻吟的声调的话那是要引起你的注意。
But when this carries right on until they're 2 and 3 and 4 years old, this should not be acceptable to you.
在两岁以上三岁四岁如果还这样子用这种声调来引起你注意的话就不应该接受
They never give you any peace
他们不会给你心里有平静的
They're always using that whining voice for everything they want
所以这种呻吟的这种声调呢常常就会、用出来来跟你争取一些东西
They're trying to make you do what they want you to do
他主要就是要让你来按照他的心意去做。
And so it seems like it becomes very miserable.
所以这样的话会把你搞得非常的不舒服。
And you see, many times others look and they watch and they look at you and think, can't you do anything with that child?
然后旁边人一看一听呢，也觉得很不舒服，就想说，难道你都不采取行动吗？
I think you understand what I'm talking about, some of you mothers.
那我相信当中如果母亲在听的话，你应该知道我在讲什么。
You may say, is there a way to stop them?
或许你说，能够帮助孩子停止这种撒娇的声音吗？
Of course there is.
当然可以。
And it lies with you as a parent.
那是基本上是在于你父母亲的这种行动。
You must make your child first understand that this is not acceptable.
你首先第一步要让你的孩子晓得说这种声调是不被接受的。
Just when they come to you,And they have that whiny voice and they're trying to make you do what they want, you just don't answer them.
如果他们用这种不正常的声调要来引起你的注意，然后做他们要做的事情的时候，你就不要去回答他们。
You turn from them, you go your way, and wait.
你尽管走开。
And wait until they come back again to ask you.
等到他们回来用正常的声音来向你要求。
And so after a while, they'll begin to realize you mean what you say.
不久之后呢，他们就发现说，妈妈要我用这种正常的讲话来对他讲话。
The strongest things that you have to control your child is eye contact and a voice that means what you say.
要让孩子真的清楚或者是觉得认真的话，那么父母亲对孩子的眼睛的那种盯住的他的那种眼神还有你声调的那种特定的声调的肯定是很有用的。
Now, if they seem to have a great problem to stop this, begin to tell them, you listen to mommy how she says it, and that's the way I want you to say it.
如果孩子们那种声调要东西的声调改不过来那么你就告诉他你听妈妈是这样讲的，你学我像这样讲，然后让他改过来。
Eventually, you'll see a difference in that child.
然后你就发现他讲话不一样了。
You see, actually, in our training, a lot of it is conquering them.
那基本上在训练的过程中是在征服你的孩子。
I used to say children are like little lawyers.
有时候我常常说孩子像一个小律师一样。
They seem to know how to get around you.
他们知道怎么样钻那个法律的漏洞。
They know how to be able to they know what parent they can get things out of.
他们知道父母亲哪里有弱点，我可以从那里争取。
That's why you must actually let your children know that what you expect of them.
那就是为什么你要让你的孩子们知道你期待的是什么。
We call those boundaries.
那我们就称为这是一个规范。
And children need boundaries.
孩子们需要规范。
The only one that's going to be able to give them is you.
那能给他们规范的也只有父母亲。
So you have to decide what you expect from your child.
所以到底你期待你的孩子什么你自己要做一个决定。
What kind of attitudes and conduct do you want your child to have?
你希望你的孩子们以后的品格行为怎么样。
Now, this is not easy.
当然不容易。
And it takes time.
而且是要花时间的。
The great power behind this is that you are consistent with it.
那么最能够成功的就是你要对你所下的规范要持续而且要坚决。
How many of you have ever been embarrassed by your children having a temper tantrum?
有没有人在大家面前然后因为孩子发脾气而觉得很不好意思的
They start yelling.
他们就开始喊叫。
They fall down on the floor and kick their feet, knock their head.
然后呢就躺在地上脚踢拳打然后还撞他们的头。
And oh, how embarrassed you are when people are around.
如果四周围有很多人在观看的话这样父母亲是很不好意思的。
Actually,He's using it as blackmail so that he can get from you what he wants.
基本上他是想要制服你好让他达成他自己的心愿。
Or sometimes as revenge to make you look bad among people.
有时候呢也是一种让你在大家面前然后让别人来看笑话的一种 报复。
You see, he has found it's very effective.
这样的他就觉得说很有效。
Especially when people are around.
特别是人家在观看的时候。
Because it embarrasses you.
因为你会很不好意思。
And many times parents don't know what to do.
这个时候父母亲会束手无策。
So this is something that you've got to cut in the bud.
那这样的话你一定要从根本来根绝。
So how shall we do it, you say?
那怎么办呢?
Well, let's look at it now. And actually it depends on the child's age.
那这个也要看孩子的年纪多大。
For a child that's below 2.5 years old, you can just walk away and let the child alone.
如果两岁以下的话,你就走开让孩子在那里吵闹。
Or you can just pick them up, and if you're home, put them in their room and in bed.
还是说把他带起来带开到他自己的房间或别的地方。
You see, children don't want to do that unless they have an audience to watch them.
你要知道孩子会这样吵闹踢脚是因为有观众，那当他没有观众的时候他就坐不起来了。
So actually, this takes away their audience.
那如果你把他带开或者是不要去看他的话，等于是把观众把他的因素拿掉了。
And you can use this for children that are 2 or 2.5 years old and older.
那两岁或者是两岁以上都可以用。
You see, you can't really do anything then. If you spank them, if you try to talk with them, they're still yelling and hollering going on.
在他们那种吵闹的情况下呢，你打他也好，或者是跟他说的也好，他们还是继续不会听你的。
So after you isolate them,or just walk away from them so they don't have their audience, then afterwards, when they've cooled down, is the time to talk with them seriously.
当你采取行动，先把观众的这个因素拿走之后呢，他们会冷静下来，之后你再跟他去讲道理。
And so actually, maybe you want to spank them then.
或许你要去打他，处罚他。
Talk with them.
跟他讲话。
We don't try to bribe them and say, now honey, and when somebody's here, you mustn't do this.
那千万不要用那种说服或者是贿赂的方法，就说以后如果有大家在旁边的话，你不要这样做好不好？
This will just make him want to do it more.
那这样会让他以后做得更多。
Now there is a difference in those who have these tantrum and has these terrible just throwing themselves around and the children who are really frustrated.
那有一种另外一种这种孩子的行为反应就是会很挫败的那种反应跟这个是不一样的。
Sometimes a little child will be playing with a toy.
比如说小孩子在玩一个玩具。
And he knows the toy is supposed to fit a certain way.
那他就要把这个玩具逗好。
And he tries and he tries and he tries.
试了好几次都逗不好。
And then he gets so frustrated he throws that toy.
所以他就很挫败很没有办法就只好把它丢掉。
He begins to cry.
他就哭了。
And maybe he does hit his head and stamp his feet.
然后呢他就跺脚然后开始喊叫。
But you see, it's a wise mother that sees the difference.
那聪明的母亲要分辨。
This is not a child that's trying to harm you or to get something out of you. It's a child that's trying to do something he's unable to do.
后者这种是因为他做一件事情做不起来的挫败感引起的。而不是用这种行为来引起你的注意。
Now that's the time to go over and put your arm around them.
那这个时候呢，如果是后者的话，你就要去用你的手环绕他。
And maybe you can say to them, I know this is very difficult, let mommy help you.
你可以说很难哦，来，我们一起做，我来帮你。
So that will really make a difference to the child.
那这样的话对孩子会有不同的反应。
And after you help them, they may even look at you and say, I'm sorry, mommy, I just couldn't help myself.
如果你这样子细心的帮助孩子挫败感，他会很感恩，而且他会跟你道歉。
Now I want to talk to you about something else that happens.
那另外一种发生的情况。
I'm sure that this may have happened to you or you've seen it happen to someone else.
或许你亲身有这种经验或者是看到别人有这种经验。
We call it power struggles.
那是一种权力的一种拉锯一种斗争。
You see, as a parent and your child and you are, you're trying to make them do something.
比如说父母亲要孩子做一件事情。
More likely to stop doing something.
大部分是要他停止做一件事情。
So somebody's got to win.
这样的话，两边一定要一边是赢的。
And so many times these are just little minor things.
那有时候这个事情是一个小小的事情。
So here you are. Now let's say it's your little boy and he's turning the dials on the stove, which you know is a wrong to do. The fire may come on.
比如说呢，你的小孩子呢，想要让你的这个炉子，想要把它点火。
So you go to him and say, stop that.
你就说不行，不要弄。
And you turn it off.
你就把它停掉了。
And maybe you spank his hand.
或许你打他一下。
And then you say, stop. And he goes right back and turns it off.
但是呢，马上他手又去把它开关开打开。
And you say, now I told you to stop that.
然后你就说我已经跟你讲过了，不能弄。
You turn it off and maybe slap his hands again.
然后你再把它关掉，然后再打他一下。
And just as soon as you turn, he turns it on again.
就马上他又打开。
And there you are struggling with your son or your daughter, trying to make them understand your authority.
就这样子，你在这种权威上面呢，跟他来来去去的拉锯，想让他知道你是权柄。
This happens so much with little toddlers or small children.
特别对于小孩子，小小的孩子的话，这个发生的情况比较多。
And actually what's happened is that you've lost control.
后来你会失控。
And there the two of you are going to see which one can last the longest.
到后来变成了两个人在比赛，到底哪一个会赢。
Actually, it should be that no, you should, when the child does it the second time, pick him up and take him to his room.
当第二次发生的时候，你就马上把孩子带到他自己的房间去。
Don't stand there and fight with your child.
不要站在那个现场，然后跟他在那边一个开一个关。
Don't come down to the level of the child next door that fights with him.
你不要变成就像邻居的那些孩子跟他一样的这种层次来跟他争斗。
Remove him from the problem.
把他移开问题。
Actually, this gives him a way out.
这样的话也给他一条路可以走。
He doesn't really have to fight with you then.
他不需要来跟你争长短。
To show that he's as strong as you are.
不需要让他来跟你显示他是比你更强壮的。
And after a while, he'll understand that he cannot do this.
以后他就晓得说以后不能再跟妈妈这样子拉锯了。
And as I said, these things do not happen overnight.
我知道这样的训练不是一个晚上或者一天可以训练成的。
They actually, it's a periods of time that you have to work with this, consistently work with this, but eventually it will work.
在某一段时间你要很特别的，非常持续的，坚决的去来处理这种问题，这样的话就会成效。
As I said before, you must set up the standards and the boundaries for your children.
我说过你一定要在孩子的这种心里面设下你的规范，你的期待。
I want to talk to you a little bit about lying.
那接下来我要谈一谈这个说谎。
That's a very big subject.
这个是很大的一个题目。
You know, there's nothing more beautiful in a character than one that you can trust whatever they say.
你知道没有比一个孩子他很有信用，他不管讲什么话你都可以信任，更让你觉得让你觉得很好的。
This is a character trait that will go on the rest of their lives.
这样子的那种诚信的这种品格呢，会从小培养起来，然后到成人都一直不改变。
I feel sorry for the child whose mother or father doesn't care whether he lies or not.
我对于孩子的父母亲如果不在意孩子说谎的话，我会觉得很难过。
But there are many of you that want your children to be honest and truthful.
我相信大部分父母都希望孩子是诚实的。
As always, you must be the example.
这样的话，你自己要先成为一个榜样。
It is you that must teach your child by your example of not lying.
你自己先要成为一个不说谎的人，成为一个好模范。
Sometimes in some countries, parents will take their children to Disney World or take them to some kind of attraction.
有时候父母亲带着孩子去娱乐场所。
Now they get a cheaper fare if they're under 11, 11 or under.
在特定的年纪，比如说11岁以下，就会就是打那种孩子的票。
Now some children look very small and very young.
好些孩子呢，他们看起来是很年轻、很小的。
But they may be 12.
但是呢，年纪已经超过了。
And so when you go up to the ticket counter, they'll say, do you have any under 12?
然后到了买票的时候，他们就问你，你有12岁以下的孩子吗？
Oh yes, my son's under 12.
你就说我的孩子就是啊。
Now your son knows he's not under 12. He
你的儿子自己晓得他已经12岁以上了。
He recognizes his parent is not telling the truth.
这样的话呢，孩子就看到我的母亲或者我的父亲在说谎。
Sometimes a phone will ring.
有时候电话响了。
And you feel like you're very busy.
你很忙。
And your child answers the phone.
你的孩子听电话。
And he calls and he says, Mother, so-and-so's on the phone.
他就说妈妈某某人找你。
And she says, tell them I'm not here.
然后妈妈就对孩子说告诉他我不在。
You see what I mean by our example?
你有没有懂我的意思？我的是说你自己立下的榜样。
Well, now let's look at this area of lying.
我们来看看说谎这个部分。
Our children lie for a purpose.
说谎是有目的的。
Now, if they do not see you as one who lies, and they do not have that example at home,
如果你并没有说谎的这种例子,
there may be some reason why your child lies to you.
那么其他,一定有一些原因你的孩子要对你说谎。
One of the reasons children may lie is to get your attention.
其中之一是想要得到你的注意。
Just to make you think,that they know something special.
他们只是要让你觉得他们懂一些特别的事情。
This should be a warning to you that your child is looking for your attention.
那如果这样的话，就是一定向你显示的一个记号，那就是你的孩子要你的注意。
So pay them a little more attention.
这样的话，你稍微注意一下他。
Sometimes they do it to gain control.
有时候他们这样做是要来控制你。
They'll come and tell you something about their brother or sister, and they're lying because they want to be in control of the situation.
有时候他们来告诉你哥哥怎么了，姐姐怎么了，是要来让自己呢可以掌控一些情况。
Children also hold things in their heart.
孩子们也会有一些事情存在心里面。
And so they lie sometimes to get revenge.
有时候他们用说谎的方式来报复你。
Their brother got them into trouble.
比如说哥哥呢让他们陷入一些麻烦。
They're very angry inside.
他们里面很生气。
And so they come and lie to you about something so that he will get in trouble.
然后下一次他就来跟你讲一些不实在的话好让哥哥有一点麻烦。
And you see, that's one of the reasons why you must teach your children not to lie because they may do this even in their older life.And hurt someone.
那如果你不阻止他在小时候说谎的话，以后他长大了用这个模式可能会去伤害到别人。
Sometimes they lie to escape responsibility.
有时候说谎是为了逃避责任。
They really don't want to do something.
他们不想做。
So they'll say, but I've got something else to do.
所以他们就有借口说，因为我有别的事要做。
Or I don't know how to do that.
我也不晓得该怎么做。
You have to watch them carefully.
你就好好的观察。
Sometimes children lie just to be accepted.
有时候孩子说谎是为了被接纳。
Outside, they will meet someone who mother and father, they'll tell them that they have so much money and so forth, and your child may have to make up something so that they can be accepted by the group.
有时候因为别人家境很好，很有钱，然后你的孩子需要跟人家讲一些不实在的，让别人接受他，接纳他。
Sometimes,It's because we're unfair as parents.
有时候父母亲对孩子的不公平也会制成孩子说谎。
We yell at them.
我们对他们喊叫。
Why don't you get to studying?
为什么你不去念书?
Why don't you clean up your room?
你的房间为什么不弄整洁?
Almost everything we say to them is a rebuke.
每一件事情都在责备。
And after a while, they begin to lie to us.
最后只好他要向你说谎。
Oh yes, I did that.
我做了。
I do have that.
我真的做了。
When in reality they don't.
那事实上是没有。
So you see, this area of lying, is one that you need to work with and is one that will give you some warning signs of needs in your children's life.
那么这些说谎的现象你要有一点警惕，要看看那种症状，然后开始就要去面对。
I know that children don't want to do things. They don't like to study. They don't like to clean. I understand that.
我了解，当然孩子本身呢是倾向不喜欢念书，比较懒惰，不喜欢清洁的。
And you have to make things for them to know that they must be and live up to their responsibilities.
然后你要训练他们不管怎么样，责任一定要做到。
For you want a responsible child.
因为你希望你的孩子是负责任的人。
Some of you only have one child.
很多人你只有一个孩子。
And you really want that child to succeed.
那你也希望这个孩子呢，唯一的孩子可以成功。
But the problem is sometimes we take that as one child and we give in and we want them to have everything and we want them to have the best when really we're doing harm to them.
有时候因为你只有一个孩子，所以呢，你就做任何的让步跟妥协都没有关系，这样的话你是伤害他的。
What child doesn't like candy?
孩子都喜欢哪一个孩子不喜欢糖果呢
？And a piece every once in a while is all right.
偶尔吃一些是没有关系的。
But too much candy is will make them sick.
吃太多糖的时候是对他不好的。
Oh yes, they want it.
当然他们喜欢糖。
It's there to give to them.
然后呢你的糖也是要给孩子吃的。
But as a parent, you have the responsibility to control.Their actions.
但是父母亲有责任要来控制孩子的这种喜欢需要。
So in these areas of life, we have to learn how to control them, even though sometimes it doesn't make us feel good.
有时候我们在训练控制他们的时候呢，你自己的感受不好。
But as we work and try to help our children, it makes a difference.
但是如果你尽力的去帮助的话，那后果是不一样的。
I had a little girl that would come to my house often.
我有一个小女孩常到我的房子里来。
I loved her dearly.
我非常爱她。
She was a very sweet little girl.
她是一个很甜蜜的、很甜的一个小女孩。
But she had a problem.
但是她有问题。
She liked to take things.
她喜欢拿东西。
She was a little thief.
她等于是一个小小偷一样。
Now actually, stealing in a family brings shame to a family.
偷东西拿东西会带给我们羞耻
And you see it makes for in her later life problems that they may end up even in prison
那长大之后呢更严重的会陷入在这种被关或被抓的情况下面
And so we have to recognize that this type of thing is not funny it's not something we can just rub overWe have to face it.
这种毛病可不是只是把它当作一个小毛病，或者是觉得很有趣而已。我们一定要解决。
So we see now that we have to set up the standard. We have to let them know what is right, and we have to work with them.
首先，你要立下规范，让他们知道什么是对，什么是错。接下去，你要训练他们怎么做对。
Can I ask you a question?
我可以问你一个问题吗
Do you know what's right and wrong?
你知道什么是对什么是错吗
Do you understand what your child should know?
你明白到底孩子应该怎么样来认识分别善恶吗
If not, find yourself a Bible.
如果你不知道的话找一本圣经
Bible,
基督徒的圣经
Turn to the section saying Proverbs.
有一本书其中一本书叫做箴言
And God will show you the proper way.Standard and boundaries.
我们的神会教你怎么样在箴言里面学习到立下什么样的规范。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名、住址，然后你寄到。台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。